Well, Patchen, special night for Derry City, 2-1-1 here at Abrantiville, and a head of goal from yourself?
Yeah, huge for us, you know. Delighted with the performance from all the boys. Thought he was excellent all night, and yeah, a little bonus, a little header, which is unusual for me, but good feeling.
It was one of those ties that you could have went done. You would have been forgiven for getting in at half-time, deflated, with the nature of conceding a penalty right on the stroke of half-time. But in the second half, Derry come out and showed absolute character and resolve and what Derry City's all about.
Yeah, there's a lot of hunger in the team. I think we showed that second half. Like I said, I've said in interviews before, you know, the character of the boys. And it showed tonight, coming from 1-0 down to win 2-1. In a European game here against a good quality team is massive for us.
Did you sense when you equalised that that there was goals on it for Derry going forward?
Yeah, 100%. I think the whole stadium sensed it, you know. They got behind us and the buzz from the fans was electric. It was top.
How much do you feed off the fans when you hear them? And you're saying that there's not too many special nights crowd-wise like that, but tonight the place was absolutely atmospheric.
I'm not sure whether the fans know how much it actually helps us, but it helps us an awful lot, you know, tonight. In that second half, the fans were unbelievable and they helped us get the win in the end.
Well, when you turn the game around, I suppose you have to give credit to the two subs come on, especially Paul McMillan, who floated a lovely ball in for you.
Yeah, I think Paul changed the game. You know, he's direct and nippy and his pace, getting at the left back and putting balls into the box like for my goal. So, I thought he was great, and obviously Kean with his big presence and in and around the box, his physical presence was... It was there tonight, and it was big for us.
Is there a sense maybe that there was an opportunity lost to go 3 or 4 because their keeper was outstanding in the last 10 or 15 minutes? Derry could have got a third or even a fourth, and that wouldn't have flattered them, though.
No, I mean, yeah, you can look at it like that, but at the same time, you know, we've come from 1-0 down and in the second half scored 2 goals, so, you know, we've got to be level-headed and confident going into next week now.
As the gaffer said in his interviews, it's only half time, but it's not like Derry to defend and sit back and defend a 2-1 lead, and you have to do what you are strong at, and that is going forward and maybe be on the front foot next week again.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's when teams struggle against us, you know, when we're on the front foot like the second half tonight, so we'd be stupid not to do that in the second leg as well.